What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Feels like home again because Father Bailey's here
Yay.
With us.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me back.
You look good, man.
Yeah. I feel great, man. You know?
You look good. How's things going over at Blessed Trinity?
Things are great. This is the last phase of our school year. Have my girl Janie Merch right here with me today. You know, I'm repping on that BT's the fullest. The young people are getting ready to finish up their school. You know, the seniors will have their prom this week. In a couple of weeks, they're going to graduate. Mm-hmm. And all the other young people there, I think, are looking forward to just getting the heck out of there. You know what I'm saying?
We have a lot of ground to cover with Father Bailey today. And if you've never heard him before, kind of controversial, actually. I mean, whenever we have him on, people aren't really quite sure to embrace him. If you go to, if you're like a traditionalist, and you go to church, not sure to embrace him or think it's really cool, but, man, you've been with us now for what, 7 years?
About six, man.
Six
yeah,
years.
It's been a minute. You're still waiting to get paid, bro. You know what the check is, man.
But we assure you, he is a real priest. He's got the collar and everything.
Yeah, waiting for the check too, man.
So what he does for us, and he'll do in a couple of minutes here, is he takes one thing out of pop culture, and then he applies it to a message in the Bible. And we're going to focus on T.I. here in just a couple of minutes. But our producer, Joanna, has a question for you before we get into that.
Okay.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey,
what's
hey.
Up?
Hi, Father Bailey.
How you doing, Joanna?
I'm doing great, thank you. All well, right. I am getting married next year, and my priest, I haven't met him yet. He's down in Jacksonville. However, he's been following me on Twitter, and he comments on all of my Twitter updates. And he just recently asked to be my friend on Facebook, and I'm not sure if I should accept him or not. Is this normal? Like, how should I feel about this?
Well, as the third grade kids at one of my elementary schools may say, he sounds like a creeper.
A creeper?
Yeah, a creeper. He follows you on Twitter?
He does, and he comments. Like, he'll send me an email. He won't comment, like, through Twitter because I don't think he has a Twitter account. He just sees my updates and then emails me.
And you've never met this guy face-to-face, and this is the guy that's doing your ceremony?
He ain't got no job.
It does seem like there's a weird line being crossed here. Like, it...
Yeah,
do you think
man,
that he's
like,
trying to get to know her better and all this will stop once they get married? Or do you think?
Better hope.
Just
which they get married.
God
like
bless
this.
You, Melissa. God bless you, Melissa. Now, it sounds kind of strange to me. I mean, you might want to tell him kind of, you know, turn down the creeper, you know, dial a little bit. You know, that's a little weird. I don't tweet none of my friends.
Yeah, why don't you send out a tweet that says there's a creepy guy following me on Twitter commenting on everything I do? And see what he says.
Is this the only priest that you can use for your wedding, or is there somebody else? Because
he came recommended, so I don't know what to do. And then he asked to be my friend on Facebook, and I haven't accepted him yet. I'm just kind of trying to figure out if I should or not, because it's kind of my private life, you know, and I don't know if I want him reading everything and seeing all my pictures.
Are you hot?
Really? This is not the right time to be asking that.
My bad.
Been a little controversy with Joanna the last couple of days.
But yes, she's a beautiful girl.
Joanna's a cutie.
Yes. Above average.
Oh, man. All right.
That's the most humble answer she's ever
average,
said.
Really?
Yes.
Really? All right. I guess that's the way he wants to be your friend, then, I guess, you know.
So did she say something to him? Did she just say, hey, can you push off a little bit?
Well, I mean, if she feels a little creeped out by the whole thing, I think it's only fair for her to tell him that. You know, it's like, you know, not the most prudent thing I imagine for someone to do. Mm. But you know, still, it's just creeping you out, you know.
He still can look. Like, he just won't comment anymore.
He'll right.
He'll still be watching you, Joanna.
Looking over your shoulder, judging your every move.
Like somebody's watching me.
All right, Joanna, we got to run.
Thank you.
Right, be good.
Bye.
All right, so T.I. has made himself back into the news now. He went to jail for a while, mm-hmm. and now he's out, and he's trying to do some good, right? So he's going to these different schools, and he's basically detailing his story in hopes that, you know, he can touch some of the kids so they don't go down the same path that he goes down.
And in hopes that he can check off all those hours of community service.
And that's another thing,
a
right?
A requirement, yeah.
Which sounds like a great idea, but some of the parents aren't so hip with it. This is a story from 11 Alive last night.
You are right.
Out of jail and doing community service, T.I. made a trip to Woodland Middle School in Henry County on March 5th. An unwanted surprise for one family.
Tom Myers' middle school-aged daughter came home from school and told him that the rapper, Clifford T.I. Harris, had spoken at an assembly here. Myers was unhappy and wrote an email to the principal of the school, Dr. Terry Oates, and so began a very interesting exchange.
The first email I sent to him was to ask that from now on, at least we ought to have some kind of parental input, whether or not a speaker is appropriate. If I don't want my child to be there, just give me the right to opt them out.
Myers also wrote, how about next time, let him mow the grass or pick up the trash around the school grounds. If the kids see that, they might understand what he did was wrong. Principal Oates replied, I thought about asking a guy who snorted cocaine and got arrested for DUI when he was 30 to come and speak to our kids, but President George W. Bush was not available.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
So the parents and the principal are going back and forth with each other, and that parent was not done.
Oates writes that he uses the president as an example because even the commander-in-chief screwed up when he was young. But Tom and Candy Myers didn't want their daughter to be at that assembly. School officials say parents were notified of the assembly, but that T.I. was a surprise guest. Myers admits T.I. encouraged the kids to study and work hard, but he's not convinced.
T.I. is an actor, and he can sit down and act with the best of them. He's an entertainer. That's what he does.
In Henry County, Jay Watson, 11 Alive News.
So that's where we start our focus today, right, Father Bale?
Yeah, I'm an entertainer too, man, you know.
So that's where we start.
I am sanctified.
Sanctified.
What up? What's happening? All you haters can't get at me, because I hear ya and I'm watching, but I'm still here. I ain't stopping. What up? What it is, bruh? What it do, man? ATL, it's your man coming at y'all live on a Friday, because it's the best day. It's the Reverend Father Crunk here with the Q100 Burt Show Morning Crew. It's been a minute, Atlanta, but like the little white girl in Poltergeist would say, he's back. Today, we're going to talk about some local drama in our metro Atlanta area. And that drama has to deal with one of our local homeboys, T.I., or known as Chip, and his publicized mess with some parents over his appearance at a local high school in Henry County to fulfill the requirements of his community service. Now, we know that Chip had issues with the feds about some heat that was purchased and possessed illegally. However, our man T.I. took his sentence like a man and not only served his time, but also made time to forewarn young people about the importance of what it means to be responsible and make good decisions, even when things are well for you and you are at the top of your game. But this segment is not about the few parents who protested T.I.'s appearance at their child's middle school. And this is not even about the exchange of emails between the parents and the principal of the school who initially invited Tip to come to the school and speak to the students. The real issue here is the topic of forgiveness and giving people a second chance. Now, here is where pop culture meets scripture. In the Bible, we can see God revealing himself in many ways, but one of the most important and essential ways that he reveals himself is that he is the God of forgiveness and the God of a second chance. Just look at the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. According to the law at that time, she could have been stoned to death. But then the woman and her accusers came into contact with Jesus to see what he would say and what the Son of God would say to those folks who were so heavily bound and no earthly good. And he said, let the one who is among you without sin cast the first stone. Jesus didn't call her a skank, and he even called her a hoe. He gave her compassion, love, and the second chance that she needed and deserved. Then you have the famous parable of the prodigal son. This is the story of the young man who was impatient and selfish. He wanted his inheritance right there and right now. And because of his impatience and selfishness, he lost all that money. All the so-called friends who were there, like Usher said, when the bottles were popping and everything was sweet. But the Bible says the young man came to his senses, went back to his father, and asked forgiveness. And the father not only forgave his wayward son, but he threw the biggest barbecue those folks ever saw in years, gave the kid new clothes, put some fresh bling on his finger, and a whole lot of people there to celebrate his return home. Here is something we all have in common with T.I., and that is this. We all have a past. There is no escaping that at all. We have all done things, said things, and even been in places that we are ashamed to say. But because God loves us just as we are, He gives us the gift of His forgiveness and compassion. He gives us a second chance because even when we are so dumb not to believe in our ability to do and say what is right, He continues to believe in us. That is why we all have the gift of a new day called the present, because we all have the chance to do the right thing and have a positive impact on the lives of those around us. This is exactly what Tip is doing. He has done his time, and now he is being the witness to our young people about the danger of guns and the importance of making good and responsible decisions in their lives. However, you're always going to have haters who feel that it is their job to announce the sentence that they feel you should get rather than rejoicing that someone has seen the light and is doing right by their lives right now. Atlanta, we've all made mistakes, and we all will make mistakes. What we are called to do is to remember that we cannot just be in a place to receive forgiveness when we want it, but we must also extend forgiveness to those around us because this is the only way that we will ever come to understand the accountability that goes with being forgiven. Do unto others as you will have them do to you. If you want to see someone who makes mistakes and mess up on the regular, you need to look no further than your friendly neighborhood, Father Crunk. I did, and I still do stupid things. I say dumb things, and Lord knows I am the mistake king. However, I am so grateful and thankful for the folks in my life who love me and forgive me and extend open arms to me whenever I have the courage to be forgiven. So my words to all the haters out there who do not want to give people, much less celebrities, a second chance, take a lesson from the gospel of T.I. who says, "You might see me in the street, but player, you don't know me. When you holler on the street, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hating and the popping, player, you don't know me. Quit telling homies you my partner, player, you don't know me. Don't be a groupie, keep it moving, pimping, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, but the truth is, really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me. You be hating, and I see why, because you don't know me." So the deal here is we really don't know these folks or how their personal lives have been touched or transformed by the love and liberation that they receive from God. I have messed up time and time again, but I wish that all of us would one day understand what Jesus said. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. He came not to help out the righteous, but to help out sinners. Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to celebrate and share what we all have in and through him, and that is forgiveness and unconditional forgiveness for us all. So, T.I., if you have to deal with haters on the regular, come and holler at your boy, Father Crunk at Blessed Trinity, because I can hook a brother up with some service hours. You heard me? But even more so, we need to organize and set things right for all these folks, because who is better to listen to or even to relate with? Someone who hasn't been down that route or someone who used to sell drugs and then make the best decisions, but now can effectively be a witness of what not to do? So, Tip, keep on making Atlanta and all of us proud. It is people like you who went through something that inspire all of us to know that God's ways are not our ways and that why he is God and why we are not. Being forgiven unconditionally and going to share that life is what living is all about. I am so happy that Tip is sharing the gift of his second chance with all of us. So, Atlanta, that is my time, and I'm glad to be back with all of y'all at this moment. Let me give my shout-outs real quick.
Do it.
I want to say what's up, what's happening to the one and only Brown Sugar, to Miss Jones, keep holding down the way you know how with your off-the-chain self. You know who you are, how you doing? I got to say what's up to Shannon, Ebony, Kamisha, Passy, Charmaine, and all those in that True Player clique. I got to say what's up to Doobie. Keep on representing that Cherokee to the fullest, girl. To all my folks at Blessed Trinity Catholic High School in Roswell, to all my people at Transfiguration Catholic Church in Marietta, to the class of 2010 at Blessed Trinity, who's promised tomorrow. How you living, Annie, Lane, Madison, Libby, and the whole senior class? To pretty Ricky Turner and Richard Smack of Down of Barton, to Lil Weezy Martin and Frank the Tank and all my people at BT, to all the administrative assistants at BT, what's up, Q, what's up, and what's going on all the way, Annie? To all the American Cardinals coming to Atlanta today, I want to say what's up to all y'all wearing red, and to all the Q100 family for all the love and support you give me on a regular basis. I'm about to get out to get big things popping and little things stopping. Peace to all of y'all, and I'll rap to y'all next time.
Holla. That's Father Bailey, all right? That is a real priest from Blessed Trinity.
Amen.
All right, now, Father, you brought in Janie with you today. She's a student over at Blessed Trinity, correct?
She is. I've known Janie for, oh, my gosh, man, like about 8 or 9 years when she was a little girl at St. Joseph's Catholic School and hopping around all crunk and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's kind of emotional for me because it's cool to see someone who's in fourth grade coming up to graduate. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? This year. So,
man, that's got to make you feel old, though, huh?
Man, I know, man. I'm pretty, bro. You know I am bringing sexy back, you heard? But anyway. But anyway, she's in the studio today to do a little something, you know, for the prom. So I guess
bring it on, Jane.
Yeah, make it happen, girl.
Grab a mic.
There's a mic.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Boop, boop.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
sure.
it.
What's on your mind?
Well, basically, I waited completely to the last minute to do things like usual. And I wanted to ask my boyfriend to prom tomorrow. And the reason why I'm asking him is because he goes to Kell High School. Mm-hmm. And I have to bring him to my prom. So I wanted to do something really creative because he always looks out for me. And basically, I asked Father Bailey, and he was like, yeah, like, definitely. And I thank you guys so much for letting me do this. So, Austin Petrick, will you go to prom with me?
That's sweet.
No. And your prom's tomorrow?
Your prom's
tomorrow. Yeah, I know, right? Tomorrow.
Wow.
And it's supposed to rain, so I'm kind of bummed, but...
So he has to go out and he's got to get the tux, he's got to get everything within the next less than 24 hours.
No, like, the thing is, like, I pretty much told him that you're coming to prom with me, and he's like, oh, cool, like, are you going to ask me any cool way? And I was like... Well, like, I really don't know, but sure. So I made this huge deal, like, oh, sorry, like, you're just, like, whatever, so I'm not going to ask you. And so here I am, like, doing this for him because.
That's cute.
Cool.
Yeah. Austin, she wants to go to prom with you, honey.
I do.
What's his name again?
Austin.
Okay, Austin, we're expecting you to call in. Yes or no right now.
I know.
Austin, if you don't, I'll be so mad at you. Don't be a punk.
Is there anybody you want to ask as a backup in case Austin doesn't want to
go? Yeah, his sister, Nicole. She, like, yeah, because like she's been helping him like make sure he's up because he doesn't go to school till like 8, and so she's been helping me out a little bit. Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get him to call 404-741-Q100.
And
if
she's gonna, thank you guys so much.
If she's gonna get mad at you, it's not gonna happen till Sunday, till after prom anyway.
Exactly.
So it's a pretty sure bet right there.
This is the Bert Show.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
FinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit FinQuest.com for more details.